This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Don't wait. Get out now. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is warning Americans in Ukraine to leave immediately, saying the Russians are sending in even more forces toward neighboring Ukraine.
Simply put, we continue to see very troubling signs of Russian escalation, including new forces arriving at the Ukrainian border. And as we've said before, we're in a window when an invasion could begin at any time. And to be clear, that includes during the Olympics.
The U.S. is sending more forces to the region, though Russia says it's not planning to invade Ukraine. Thousands more police officers are arriving in the Paris region as protesters angry over pandemic restrictions drive toward Paris in truck convoys, just like in Canada. And now we may see a similar protest in the U.S. That's according to Homeland Security. The AP's Mike Hempen.
According to a copy of the Tuesday bulletin obtained by the Associated Press, the agency said the convoy could begin in Southern California as early as this weekend, possibly disrupting traffic around the Super Bowl. The White House says Homeland Security is, quote, surging additional staff to the Super Bowl just in case.
President Biden reportedly will divide billions in frozen Afghan assets in U.S. banks between needy Afghans and 9/11 victims. He's expected to issue an executive order today. American Shaun White, a three-time half-pipe champion, finished fourth in his final Olympic Games. He fell on the final run of his career. He teared up afterwards and said, "I wish I would have done better, but I did what I could. I'm proud," he said. Three employees of a downtown Milwaukee bar were shot when the shooter wasn't allowed into the bar. One woman has died. This is AP News. Now to former President Trump. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
As lawmakers investigate whether former President Trump violated the Presidential Records Act, there are also reported gaps in his telephone logs surrounding the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Boxes of presidential records have been discovered at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of the investigation into what he was doing and who he spoke with before and during the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol last year. Now, inside sources granted anonymity say there's a lack of information on White House call logs stemming from that day as Trump watched the violence unfolding from TV news reports. Some Republican lawmakers have already publicly said they spoke with Trump by phone once the attack unfolded, but the sources say those calls are not listed in the official records. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.